Good afternoon. You're listening to KTOO. I'm Yvonne Crumry. Thank you for tuning in. The Trump administration has frozen $1 million in funding for Planned Parenthood in Alaska. That's according to Rebecca Gibron, CEO of Alaska's Regional Planned Parenthood Alliance. She says programs in 12 states are impacted by the freeze. The funds are through the federal Title X program. It covers family planning and preventative reproductive care for low-income families. And it cannot be used for abortions. Gibron says if the funds aren't restored, health care for Alaskans will suffer.
We're talking about cancers going undiagnosed. We are talking about people not having access to annual wellness exams. Sexually transmitted infection rates will spike. So this is a program that absolutely must be protected at all costs.
According to reporting from Politico, the administration froze funds for possible civil rights violations. Those relate to diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI initiatives, and to taxpayer-subsidized care for undocumented immigrants. Gibron says Planned Parenthood will operate as normal in the state for now. The two centers see about 5,600 patients in person in the state per year. Gibron says about half their patients use Title X funds. There's only one other provider in the state that uses Title X funds, Kachemak Bay Family Planning Clinic in Kenai. Gibron says Planned Parenthood is examining legal options and will push back.
There are not other providers who will be able to absorb the number of patients with low income who are in need of sexual and reproductive health care. So we are going to fight this every step of the way until these funds get released.
Gibron says Planned Parenthood was notified 2 days before they were supposed to receive the funds that the money wouldn't be available. More than 1,300 people in Juneau joined the nationwide hands-off rally at the Alaska State Capitol on Saturday, ahead of the annual Alaska Folk Festival. It was Juneau's largest demonstration opposing the Trump administration's actions so far this year. And as KTOO's Alex Solomon reports, organizers used music as a way to voice their frustration.
I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day.
That's Shona Ostrout, belting out Rise Up by Andra Day on the steps of the Capitol. 2 days before artists perform on the main stage at Folkfest, hundreds of demonstrators of all ages have taken to the street in song, opposing the deluge of executive orders President Donald Trump has issued in his first few months in office. Toddlers in rain suits and young children on tricycles wave miniature American flags as an organized list of singers and speakers take turns at the microphone. Claire Richardson is a volunteer with the group Resistors that organized Juneau's version of the nationwide rally. She leads the crowd in a chant.
We are here to tell Donald Trump and Elon Musk, hands off our democracy!
Hands off!
Hands off our children's education!
Hands off!
Hands off our jobs!
Hands off.
People tote signs with slogans like, No Kings, Fight Fascism, Save Our Democracy, and The Only Immigrant Taking Away American Jobs is Elon Musk. Heidi Dreiges is executive director of the Alaska State Employees Association. She calls for the protesters to stand up against Trump's executive order stripping the collective bargaining rights of federal workers.
We say this in organized labor a lot. An injury to one is an injury to all.
Odin Brody sings a rendition of Stand By Me by Ben E. King.
Oh, I won't be afraid just as long as you stand by me.
Supanika Ordonez, an early childhood educator, encourages the protesters to take three actions in their everyday lives.
Number one, shop local. Do not support large companies who have shown they don't support our democracy. Two, share your stories. Continue those letters and calls.
The third, to practice self-care and find joy. The rally ends with local musician Colette Costa leading the crowd in What's Up by Four Non-Blondes.
Hey, yeah, yeah. I said, hey, what? What's going on? Louder!
Organizers with Resistors say they plan to hold another rally on Saturday, April 19. In Juneau, I'm Alex Solomon.
And state legislators grilled two University of Alaska Board of Regents appointees at a Senate Education Committee meeting last week as part of their confirmation process. That's after the board approved a motion to scrub mentions of diversity, equity, and inclusion from university communications in February. And as KTOO's Jamie Deep reports, some lawmakers criticized the board's decision.
A February vote from the board to remove mentions of DEI has brought up criticism about the decision itself and the lack of transparency in the process. Anchorage Senator Lukey Tobin criticized the decision during last week's Senate Education meeting. Tobin is a Democrat and is also a PhD student at the University of Alaska Anchorage. She says the board should have heard from the university community before making the decision.
I have had my faith shaken over the last few weeks. It has been deeply shaken. And I know many of my fellow colleagues and fellow students are feeling similar. We are feeling unheard. We are feeling unseen.
The University of Alaska Board of Regents is composed of 11 members. Each regent serves 8-year terms, except for the student regent, who serves for 2 years. Members are appointed by the governor before going through a confirmation process with the legislature. Only one of the two appointees being considered was actually at the meeting. Anchorage-based regent Christine Ressler was appointed for her first term this year. She voted in favor of the motion to scrub DEI mentions from the university.
I stand behind that we were trying to do the right thing, but I also recognize how hard it was for the community.
Senator Jesse Kuehl, a Juneau Democrat, says the decision gives the federal government a lot of power over the university.
It doesn't just say we're going to follow the U.S. Constitution or federal law. It says any guidance, any executive orders or guidance on executive orders that come out of the federal government, anything from the U.S. Department of Education on Maryland Avenue in Washington, D.C., is the law of the University of Alaska system.
Ressler says she's committed to supporting the UA community through any other changes from the federal government.
We are in a very dynamic environment, and I can't predict what's going to happen next or what we're going to be faced with. But what I can tell you is I will make sure the Board of Regents will react to support the students, the faculty, and the alumni of the state and the university system.
Regent Karen Perdue was reappointed this year. She wasn't at the meeting when the board approved the motion, but says that the university needs to maintain a stable environment to face what comes from the federal government.
We see directives coming out sometimes on short notice, but what we can do is we can stick together, talk to each other, and try to figure out how we might react and best adapt to these activities. I value the principles of academic freedom and the right to speak about issues. These are core values of our university.
Senate President Gary Stevens, a Kodiak Republican, is the only other senator that questioned the appointees, but he asks about accreditation and research within the system. Ressler and Purdue's confirmations will be heard at the joint legislative session that has yet to be scheduled. In Juneau, I'm Jamie Deep.
And the 8th annual traditional games was held in Juneau this weekend at Juneau Douglas High School, Yira'at Kahle. More than 250 athletes from 30 teams from across the state, the Lower 48, and Canada competed in a dozen different events rooted in Alaska Native values. KTOO's Clarice Larson was there and has the story.
18-year-old Matthew Chugluk of Anchorage sits low on the gym floor at Juneau Douglas High School, Yira'at Kahle, Saturday morning. His neck is craned upward and his eyes are laser-focused on a ball hanging on a string above him. Then, in one fluid motion, he kicks a leg up to touch the ball while bouncing on one hand, successfully completing an Alaskan high kick.
By showing grace in your events is by showing respect for not only the event, but yourself too.
Chugluk is Yupik, and he's one of more than 250 athletes who came to Juneau to compete in the 8th annual traditional games. Many of them are indigenous, but the games are open to participants from any background. The event opened with a cultural dance and song. Throughout the 3-day event, the athletes from about 30 different teams competed in a dozen different games. Each requires a unique skill set, a lot of training, and focus. They're all rooted in indigenous hunting and survival skills.
The history goes back hundreds, maybe thousands of years, so let's see it continue hundreds or thousands of more years.
That's Kyle Worrell. He's a coach and leads the program in Juneau. He says the games had a profound impact on him when he began participating as a high schooler. And now, as an adult and coach, he says he wants to make sure other young people can experience them too.
It's a way to celebrate our culture and carry on these games and introduce them to youth throughout the Southeast region and beyond.
Nathan Blake is a high school senior in Juneau. Not only did he compete, but he was also in charge of getting the crowd of family, friends, and spectators excited. He says the inclusiveness of the games is one of the biggest reasons he's drawn to them.
All of us have really our own reasons to love this and appreciate the values that it brings to each home. This is an event that teaches everyone that this isn't just a game for one culture and one only. This is a game for everyone to come together and just be one with one another, regardless of how you look or what you do.
Ricardo Wuerl, Kyle's uncle, was a coach for the games in Juneau back in the 1980s and was honored on Saturday. During a speech to the athletes, he called on them to continue to uplift their culture and diversity amid the political turmoil happening in the country.
We have grown-ups who don't believe that being diverse, being inclusive, is something that should be supported. So your added responsibility for this weekend is to be exactly who you are.
This year, athletes broke 12 records in different categories and age groups. Organizers say the games this year were one of, if not the biggest, events held since they began in 2018. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.
And as for the weather here in Juneau, it's currently 45 degrees and overcast this afternoon. And there's rain on the forecast for tonight, and it looks like the rest of the week as well. And sunset is at 7:53 tonight. Tomorrow morning, the sun rises shortly after 6 a.m. We're getting nearly 14 hours of daylight a day these days. You're listening to KTOO.